A final toast today to an actress who was born Bernice Frankel, became a star as Bea Arthur, but may have been best known as Maude.
And then there's Maude.
And then there's Maude.
And then there's Maude.
In the 1970s, Bea Arthur had a huge hit with the television sitcom Maude. She played an outspoken, gray-haired feminist with a razor-sharp tongue. The show was funny and bold, taking on all sorts of social issues, many of them taboo, like abortion. Bea Arthur was tailor-made for that role. She was tall, had a husky voice, and impeccable comedic timing. She'd honed that timing at comedy resorts in the Poconos. In the 50s, she became a stage actress, co-starring with Lotta Lenya in the Threepenny Opera, with Angela Lansbury in Mame, and with Zero Mostel in the original production of Fiddler on the Roof on Broadway. But it was certainly on television where Bea Arthur became a household name. A decade after Maude, she had another mega hit with The Golden Girls, a sitcom about four single older women sharing an apartment and a lot of snappy dialogue.
Look, I'm sorry if I seemed insensitive, but in every relationship, there are always times when you don't want to be with each other. I mean, Stan and I went through a period where we had no marital relations at all. I totally cut off his sex.
You mean it grows back?
Bea Arthur continued to make guest appearances on television and stage until just a couple of years ago. She died last night of cancer at the age of 86. For our parting words tonight, I'll borrow a line from my mother, who always says, when she raises a glass, "Here's to the Golden Girls." This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Long.
Lady Godiva.